In an effort to help the host city, over 250 members of the FFA organization partnered with the group Rebuilding Macon. The students broke into four groups to help do minor maintenance, yard work, and paint houses of aging residents in Bibb County. The coordinator of this year's Living to Serve Day, Kevin Jump, is from Peach County and is an area mechanics teacher for the Central Region Agricultural Education.
A lot of this grunt work, so to speak, has been taken care of by the Rebuilding Macon group. They've been there, done that. This is my first year in the capacity of organizing the FFA end of it, and it's really been a joy to be a part of. We started probably 6-8 months ago, making contact with the Rebuilding Macon group and talking about potential numbers of what we may have based on previous years. They've been doing this for at least 6 years.
Deborah Rollins with Rebuilding Macon said the work these middle and high school students from all over the state do each year is a tremendous asset to those in need of assistance.
Well, I have had some of the teachers say this is the most fun that they have, that they get to see their kids work and interact together. So it's a learning experience for the kids, and they get to have fun watching each other, see who really does work and who's got the best attitude. Well, this is fabulous for Macon, the community, but also the students, learning service and learning to give back to the community. So it's great for everyone concerned.
And if you think the students aren't appreciative for the opportunity to help others, think again.
Today, coming here, my chapter came with about 6 people, and we've actually worked with a lot of other people, a lot of people from South Region. My chapter is from North Region, so that was really cool to meet some people. Also meeting the guy that actually owns this house and hearing his story and how long he's been here. And that was just really cool talking to him and talking to other people as well. Goodness, I'm really blessed. I know that, you know, everything that I ever need is provided for me, and I don't have to worry about any of that. And it's just to think about that we're helping people, that we have things, and we're sharing our work instead of, you know, like resources. So that's a really cool thing, that you're sharing your ability to work with somebody else so they can get a better outcome and have a better life.
I love doing this, especially because he was a veteran, and that's not the only reason. He's served in World War II like my great-granddad. And I mean, he's up in his 90s, so is my great-granddad. So I enjoy doing work like this for people. It's very important in my life because I want to go to the military personally. And I have a kind of military background in my family anyway. But I love talking to veterans. I love hearing their stories. Even if they don't like to talk about it, I love to talk about it.
One homeowner that had his house painted was very pleased with the work the FFA members did on a beautiful spring afternoon in central Georgia.
I would say they were a fantastic group of people, and if anybody needs some good work done, I recommend them anywhere.